It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Thursday, and it's brought to you by Stockman's Mercantile and De Leon for your hometown stop for Western wear, boutique style for the whole family. Well, it was 2 years ago on this date that we lost way too soon the great Toby Keith. And we look back to his final charted number one song to the year
2011.
And of course, it's about America.
Won't buy nothing and he can't fix. Yeah. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America.
Toby Keith's final number one to top the Billboard chart, Made in America. 2011 came from the album Clancy's Tavern. Good album, too. And another patriotic nod to the blue collar out there. And marking his final trip to the top of the charts. He debuted the song at the CMT Awards. Remember those? Back in June of 2011. It was immediately that night released to radio, etc., and the like. Toby Keith, like most of his songs, was a co-writer on this. And he teamed up, like a lot of other Toby Keith songs, with his frequent collaborator, Bobby Pinson. But it was Bobby that had the song mostly written out and even had it demoed and gave it to Toby. And he said, Bobby said, "You're the only guy in the world that can get away with cutting this song." And Toby said, "I held on for about a year on the thing." He said, "It was different. I thought I'd get tired of listening to it, but I just left it on my iPod." Remember those?
Ooh.
And just kept listening to it. It never got old. So, finally, put it on an album, and look at that. It hit number one. It just so happened, by the way, the release of this to coincide with the tracking down of Osama bin Laden. Like, it, the same day, came out. So it was certainly appropriate to play that morning when we got the news. Here it is. Toby.
My old man.